SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Got an all-star game going on. We've been dipping the toe with the SEC Media Day. We got the Open Championship coming up here. All right, Mike Carver, and of course the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go! For the two, Joe Lisi. All right, Joe, here's the steal. We got bottom of the third and the same setup we had in the top of the third. First two guys on for the AL. First and second, nobody out.
All right,
let's go here, Joe.
So
let's
ahead of me.
Go here,
so
Joe.
Ahead of me.
Let's
Soto
go.
Up? Is it Soto?
He's on deck.
Can I just say this for a second?
Yes.
I love the kid Skeens, right?
Yeah, here we go.
He pitches one inning. Do we have to interview him like he's
he's the guy right now, Joe.
I know,
he's
throwing with one boot on and throwing 147 miles an hour.
Look at you. You're giving the kid the business? I mean, come on. Do you realize what he did in this game? He's the first rookie to start since 95. He's the first guy ever to be drafted one overall and be in the All-Star game, let alone start it the next year. Come
right.
on.
Let's
this guy's serious.
Well, what happened?
All right, well, Henderson grounded out. So, listen, second and third,
Soto's
up, so we have Soto up.
I need
second
Soto
and third, one out. Now, Judge is up after Soto. I need Judge to homer, so
well,
we want Judge to homer.
Get Judge right now.
No!
Soto got
the- no! Judge is the homer. I hope he walks Soto and Judge hits a grand slam.
You know, you're gutless. I really, they're going to walk.
We're not on the same side tonight.
Game?
Not on the, he walked last time. All this guy does is look for walks.
Oh, come on, Soto.
Oh, base hit for Soto into right field. That scores one. Will it score both?
You're so bad. You're gutless.
He scores them both. 3-2. Joe, 5 runs on the board here. 3-2. Come on. Now let Judge deposit one.
No, yeah, now it's all about Judge. Great, wonderful.
Joe, we want runs here.
I need homers, Carver, homers.
Yeah, you shouldn't have played it that way.
Here we go. Minnesota
only the,
Fats.
Only the,
on the,
only the big dogs.
Minnesota Fats with the gambling. All
only the big dogs.
Yeah, here we go. Wins a couple of games in a row with the golf. All of a sudden, he's giving out. Do I at least get a break on the seminar? Huh? When you start, slash your prices. $9.99.
$2.99. You're not only asking for three homers in the All-Star game. You're asking for three specific homers in the All-Star game.
No kidding. That's why it's a wheel bet. It's a lottery ticket. I wouldn't watch this game if you paid me, but because we're on.
That's why if this is the wheel bet and it's the lottery ticket, why can't we focus on the runs here? Well, that's the big deal. That's what we really want. We want the runs. That was
you know,
huge for that.
When I do the hits
the two
and the RBIs,
in.
You say, why didn't you do the homers? When I do the homers, it's why are you putting your eggs in one basket? You always got an answer. Always got an answer.
Why aren't you putting it with the golf? Why aren't
Stop
you doing
with the golf? Kid, this guy Soto and Harper let me down. I hope Judge grounds out now.
He's got a full count here. He tried to put one into Cowboy Stadium that he just swung at to make for the strike. So swing and a miss. 3-2 count for Judge. We'll see what he can do here.
He did ground out, Joe.
He grounded out.
Micro betting. I should have did it.
Micro Why don't you micro bet? What, you want to start micro betting?
Yeah, might have to.
All right, Joe, he's got to get this other run in here. Let's go. Base hit, get this 3-3.
Okay.
Let's keep building a bridge to 12 runs or 13 runs, 14 runs. Let's keep building a bridge. What'd they move the live total in this game to? But I mean, it's like, what are we doing? Why are we locking the game up? You see, now we already have the first guy out, so Alvarez is already out of the game, Joe. So if you would have played him, he only got one at bat, which is nonsense.
They can't, nine like, the half. Big names they got to keep in there. You got to keep Otani and Harper.
This is why, you know, these other, that's why you might, if you see these guys come in early, they might hang for a while. This Cameron Fry here.
Who?
It's David Fry. But you remember Cameron Fry, Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Come on.
All right, what else could we jump into?
All right, the total's up to 9.5, Joe.
All right, hits. Who could get a hit here? Yelich? Could Yelich get a hit?
No, start playing guys who aren't in the game yet.
Yelich isn't in the game.
Yes, he is. He started. Here he started the game.
As soon as we talk, they swept the whole board now. Now it's all locked.
Let's play some guys who are going to come into the game. How about Seager?
Like who? You want to hear?
Let's play Seager.
Seager for a homer, the hometown guy.
Fine. Let's do that. I'll hit Otani. I'll double in on somebody. I'll play Seager.
Homer?
Yeah.
I'm not getting anything. I got nothing.
There's a base hit, Joe. Bring him around.
Here we go.
Bring him around. 3-3, Joe. Oh, is he out? Yeah, he made it. He made it. 3-3. Six runs.
Right, help me out. Can you help me out here? And I know all the wheels that follow the baseball, just like they do with Army Navy. Oh, this is the trend. You know, the 13 out of the last 14 years has been money making. Smashed. I hope 18 runs come in tonight.
All right, here's what you need, Joe, to hit a homer. Where are the reserves? Here we go. Down at the bottom. Reserves to hit a homer. Seager 7-1.
Let's take Profar 19-1.
Oh, he's gonna get like one more at bat, Joe. We can't.
How come I don't see Seager? I don't see him.
You gotta go down to reserves at the bottom.
Oh, man.
There's reserves to hit a home run. So go. You gotta go into the game.
I mean, you want to make this any harder than what it is? It's bad enough.
I can only lead you to the water, Joe. You know, you
got the Algos are scrambling. 10.5, they can't make it high enough. Buy high and sell higher. Where is the reserves?
All right, click on the game itself, okay? Now, do you see how they have the game, and then it says All-Star Game Specials and to hit a home run? Scroll all the way to the bottom.
Game.
American League Reserves Live hit a home run. You don't see it.
No, because I think I'm... Here it is. All right.
I'll tell you what else is good for all these runs early, Joe, is the chance that these guys at the top of the lineup for us get one more at bat. Maybe. It's possible.
I just took it off. I couldn't get Seager in. I got it. I finally found it.
Did you get it? 7-1?
I got it. 7-1.
All right, we're in. All right, is that a family play now? Can we all root for something? The same thing?
We got Seager.
Root for the same thing?
Yeah, I'm going to take Seager. Who else could we put in there? Alt runs. Let's just alt it. How high do they want to?
I'll tell you, this Logan Webb, Joe, he's usually excellent. Well, he's throwing 30 pitches here. He's you talk about laboring. Through an all-star appearance. Jeez. He's having all kinds of problems. Can't find the plate.
Something happened here. They just locked it again. Algos are scrambling.
Maybe Ramirez hit a homer. God, I hope so.
I doubt it. I altered it up to 13.5.
Did you?
Yep.
He struck out. All right, but 3-3 now, Joe. They go to the fourth. That's a great, great inning for us there. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM channel 159. Here with you on the grid. All right, Joe. So they bring in to top of the fourth here. NL comes back up to hit. Garrett, don't call me Davy Crockett, from the White Sox is in the game.
Okay.
And Yelich leads off for the National League. So we'll see if Yelich can get things going. Now, Joe, Yelich is hitting six. So 6-7-8. I'm hoping, Joe, they would leave those top guys in for one, those guys hitting 1-4 maybe in for one more at bat if it stretches to the fifth inning. I don't think there's any chance they'd play beyond the fifth inning. So we need maybe somebody to get a hit here or two so that we can assure ourselves of possibly getting another Harper at bat. Possibly. I hope so.
Right.
All right, so let's see what we got here.
You want to, while we're waiting for this, you want to hear, we'll see if Matias, I know he's got Venables ready for me.
Does
he? You want to hear Venables from today?
Yeah, give me
the SEC. Venables. So, obviously, Oklahoma and Texas, Joe, are the two new entrants into the SEC. We've talked a lot about Texas, but I feel like Oklahoma's maybe getting, kind of lost in the shuffle, Joe, a little bit, would you say?
Yeah.
They've been down the last couple of years. Texas has been up. So maybe Oklahoma not getting as much gas. But Brett Venables says that they are not a scare, Joe, whatsoever, of getting into the SEC in their first year. Here's Coach.
We're excited for the challenge as competitors, as a football program. You know, Oklahoma, you know, isn't intimidated as a football program. We're running towards the SEC. I think that goes without saying. We've looked forward for the last several years for this partnership to be a part of an amazing conference, the best conference in college football. We're excited for the challenge.
There you go. So they're running towards it, Joe. He's running towards the challenge.
Here's the problem. You ready for this?
Sure.
He could say that, okay, but they play Houston, which, you know, they should win, but it's not going to be easy. Tennessee.
Houston.
All right, Tennessee, yeah. In Norman. Auburn on the Plains. Texas, Ole Miss, Alabama, and LSU. Good luck.
I think we should call it like it is, Joe. It's an under.
And Missouri. They got
Missouri. It's 7.5.
I think they lose to Tennessee. I think they lose to LSU. Ole Miss. You want to say they lose to Texas? That's fine. They beat them last year. It's not going to be easy. And, oh, by the way, they got to play a gutty South Carolina team. Now, South Carolina.
Oh, stop with the gutty. In fact, I want to do that next. Matias, I think I sent you a beamer.
What do you mean stop with the gutty? You love
stop beamer. With the gutty. I think I sent you a beamer today. I know I sent you one last night too, but I want the one from today. There's a beamer from today.
What do you mean stop with the gutty?
There's nothing gutty. No, there's nothing gutty. All right, here's Beamer from yesterday, Joe. He seems very happy.
We're going to be picked low whenever you guys do your preseason projections. We'll be picked, you know, 13th, 14th, 15th, or 16th, I'm sure, at the end of the week, which is fine. I get it. We lost a high draft pick in Spencer Rattler, quarterback. We lost Xavier Leggett, a first-round draft pick. It's easy to look and say, well, they struggled last year.
It sure
in some
is.
Ways,
but, definitely easy.
But and they lost their quarterback and their best receiver. So they're not going to be very good. I think that's a very lazy way of thinking, in my opinion.
Lazy!
No one talks about the players that we do return and the experience that we have, but, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we worry about what we can control. I'm not going to go into the first team meeting this year and put up y'all's projections for the team, and they think we're going to be 13th. We know what kind of team we have.
How about
here's
that,
the problem.
Shane?
Here's the problem.
Here's the problem. Give me the problem with Shane.
He didn't win a road game last year with Rattler and Leggett. So you tell me they're going to win road games? That's on the coach. You can't win a tough road game, or you can't win a road game against a middle-of-the-road team. That's on the head coach. That means gutless.
He's okay, got one road game in the conference he can win. That's it.
One.
They go to Vandy in November. That's the only winnable road game he has.
Okay, well, they went toe-to-toe with Georgia last year, and they couldn't pull it out. They covered for me.
They're not beating Georgia.
They covered for me. But outside of that, and he's a little bit of a crybaby. They can beat Kentucky, Carver. I mean, Kentucky's not better than them.
Kentucky's better than them.
They lose sweet baby Ray Davis.
Sweet baby Ray. It doesn't matter. Yeah, that game, they're not,
you know
they're
what?
Not winning
I single-handedly, that game that he played against Florida, I've never wanted to just jump across and get you. That was the one that really that stung me, that game. And every
sweet
time
baby Ray.
Sweet baby Ray. I saw his face.
I'll tell you, this is a dead under, too. I'm playing this under for South Carolina. At Oklahoma.
No,
they're going to get mauled in these games. They got no shot.
At Clemson, at Kentucky.
So, you know, Coach can sit there and give me the whole lazy narrative
at
stuff.
At Bama.
They got no shot. What games are they winning here, Joe? Akron at home. Okay.
They could
lose to Old Dominion at home.
They could. They're not going to.
Okay, so let's give them that game. Two wins with Old Dominion and Akron. A third win with Wofford. Fourth win I'll give you at Vandy. Find me two more wins.
Maybe A&M because it's A&M.
Oh, come on.
Oh, wow, we're going to pump up this A&M team?
Elko? Come on, Elko.
No offense, but we're pumping up Mike Elko like who?
Elko.
Like this is Barry Switzer back in the day of Oklahoma? Like, what is Mike Elko? I mean, all right, so good. He did a great job at Duke, okay? And it was your defensive coordinator at Notre Dame. So all of a sudden now Mike Elko, we roll out the roses for Mike Elko like he's the savior? All right, come on, pump the brakes a little bit.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. Bottom four at the All-Star game. Imanaga is in for the National League from the Cubs with Big Bad Vlad leading off here. So 3-3 game. The total has crept back down to 9.5, Joe. Live. Okay. So, I mean, we need another flurry like we had in the fourth. You know, a little 3-3. And there's Vlad grounding out weekly to second base. By the way, American League minus 132. National League plus 104 is what we're looking at. Look at these. You see some of these micro bets, Joe? They got pitch velocity for some of these guys?
Nah, come on. I mean,
What are we doing here?
I don't know. When is
pitch velocity?
Soto up?
Nah, not yet. He'll be up next inning if he stays in the game. Like I said, usually those guys at the very top of the lineup get a third at bat. Sometimes. Now, live board MVP, Joe. Otani plus 125, Soto plus 155. But there's more runs to come in this game, so.
You sure about that?
I hope so.
Well.
Are you in on Seager?
I got Seager double bet. I bet him twice. I didn't realize it. 7-1. I got De La Cruz to hit a home run. I got over 12.5, and I need.
You went deep, huh?
Somehow, some way, they're giving me the cash out for Harper and Soto.
No.
You can't do it.
I mean, you made the bet. Let it fly. Right? How would you feel if it hit?
Terrible. Right. To be honest with you, I'd feel terrible.
Is the pennies on the dollar going to make you feel that much better?
Again, with the pennies on the dollar, I'm cashing out of the full. They're giving me the cash out of the full bet.
All right, so back out.
Not anymore. They just talked it down. You called it pennies on the dollar. No more.
Yeah, I don't think you've refreshed your page in a while. I think that's why.
I have it on the mobile.
You got to refresh the page every now and then.
Here we go. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Here we go.
Come on here, Rushman. Can we get some more runs, Joe? How about runs?
Probably. Who? Not. We got no shot right now. No shot. None. Just stick a fork in us. We're done.
Who could we slip in here, Joe? How about Drinkwitz from today? You want to hear Drinkwitz?
Sure, give me Drinkwitz.
Here's Drinkwitz. Of course, there's actually a lot of, after last year, you know, they beat Ohio State in a bowl game, a little bit of extra maybe pressure on Missouri to make the college football playoff, right, Joe? Here's Eli. Yeah.
The expectations are external, standards are internal, and we're not really worried about outside expectations of us. We're worried about the standards that we've created within the building. And if we'll stick to those standards, then we'll have the success we want to have. If we're worried about outside noise and expectations, external factors, then that's a recipe for disappointment. The expectations are
external. Wow, Joe. How about that? External are the expectations. Standards are internal. That's your boy there. Are you buying in here with this team?
No.
You're buying?
No, I'm not. They had a great year last year, but I'm not buying it.
What's the number?
I think their number's 9.5.
9.5. It's a big number.
Let me just double check it.
I'm looking at it now. I mean, geez, what a nice runway to start the year. I mean, God, Joe, Murray State, Buffalo, Boston College, and Vandy all at home, 4-0. They got a UMass game in there too. How are they playing all these games? 5-0. All right, and then it gets a little. And they play South Carolina. That's another one. That's 6. They play Arkansas. That's 7. Mississippi State. That's 8. They might get there, Joe.
Close.
Might get there. I mean, what a schedule. How do they have that in the SEC? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here. Joe, I mean, I'm not nuts here, right? Like,
what?
Like, that's a, for a big SEC team, well, I guess, you know, look, big. You know, obviously last year was the first time there.
Yeah.
Really made a big step up. I mean, Murray State, Buffalo, Boston College, Vandy in September. That's their September, and all at home.
Mm.
I mean, that's as nice a runway to 4-0 as you can get, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Then they go to Texas A&M, and then they go to UMass. How do they work that out? They're going to UMass.
That's terrible. UMass is horrible.
Yeah, they're real bad. So that's 5 wins in the first 6 games. Home for Auburn, at Alabama, home for Oklahoma, at South Carolina, at Mississippi State, and then the battle line rivalry with Arkansas, which is at home this year.
Okay.
Arkansas is not going to be good, Joe.
No, well, they have Talon Green from Boise State. The
who?
The kid Talon Green. That
who?
There we go. He's not KJ Jefferson, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Now, apparently they think he's got skills, so we'll see. We shall see how this plays out. You know, it's a shame because Sam Pittman's on the hot seat, you know, because they obviously didn't have a successful year.
We're going to miss Sam.
They're not done yet, but.
Yeah, he's going to be done after this year.
Yeah.
A little 3-9, that ain't going to go well for him.
Well, he was a covering machine 2 years ago. Covered against Bama as a 20.5-point dog last year, 24-21. I know it well.
All right, we're going to get one more crack here, I think, with Trey Turner. And I don't know if Harper will because he's on deck. If Turner got a hit, we'd probably get one more crack with Harper. I don't know if they'd keep him around to hit one more time in the sixth. I guess maybe they would, but... This Turner. This is, I guess, this kid Miller from the A's is on the mound, Joe. Some of these pitchers are just... This is the best the American League had to offer, I guess.
Really?
Like, this kid Miller had a good April and May. He's been a little shaky since.
Really?
He's a rookie. He's a kid. He got a lot to learn.
Okay.
Right. Oh, yeah, they cleaned out the out. Dude, Judge ain't going to hit again, neither is Soto. American League cleared everybody out.
Yeah.
Everybody, they changed the entire field.
All right.
So, we're done with that, Joe. Judge and Soto finished.
That's it.
Couldn't give him one more at bat. But that's what I fear is going to happen to Harper if Turner doesn't get a hit here. They're going to do the same thing. He's fighting him, Joe. This kid's throwing 102. It's Kid Miller. We should have played that on the micro betting.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Joe? What's wrong? Huh?
No, I just, I missed out. And we need Seager and De La Cruz to do something.
Seager.
Yeah.
Preferably all right. Seager.
All right.
Yeah, I know you're on De La Cruz, but preferably Seager for me. We go to the bottom of the fifth, 3-3. So we had 6 runs in one inning, Joe, and there hasn't been any runs in any other inning.
Okay.
That doesn't work for me. Doesn't work for me at all. Who do you want to hear from next, Joe? Take your pick. Who do you want to hear from? I haven't given you any Brian Kelly yet, right?
I know. I was going to say that. No Brian Kelly.
Let me see what I sent Matias for Kelly. I got one Brian Kelly I sent Matias. This is him talking about Texas coming into the SEC and what if they're going to be ready to compete in the SEC. Here's your boy BK.
You take a snapshot, right? You take the Texas-Alabama game last year and say, well, they're SEC ready, right? I mean, they beat Alabama. But what happens is the guys in the front row that you talk to that year, they graduate. And so in the SEC, it's the ability to fill those seats again the next year. And then it's the ability to play the rigors of an SEC schedule week in and week out. So I think the medal is replacing those guys and then playing the rigors of that schedule week in and week out. So it's not just a snapshot in the SEC. It's really a long film. And if you can go through the rigors of an entire schedule, you're SEC ready. You take a snapshot.
Believe that, Joe? Go through the rigors, you're SEC ready?
Yeah. I think he's dead on.
You've been talking down the Longhorns. You've been talking them down. Sounds like you think they have no shot this year.
I think they have no shot to win the SEC. Yes, I think they have no shot. I think they have a shot to be 8-4 or 9-3. I'm not buying into this team as being world beaters. And again, let's roll out the red carpet for Sark, right? Because they won the Big 12. I mean, come on.
Wow, listen to you. I mean, the Big 12's that's a high-powered conference. That's your conference.
That is my conference. But let's be honest, though. I mean, I could have run through those holes against Oklahoma State. I mean, come on. What happened when they played? What happened when they played Kalen DeBoer and Washington? What happened then?
Kalen DeBoer. He's on the podium on Wednesday, Joe.
He's going to have to answer a lot of questions.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
How about, since you brought him up, how about Saban being like King Tut over there on that on that dais at the SEC Network and ESPN and doing? He's like he's the top dog in the room now, Joe.
Yep.
Everybody loves him. He doesn't have any pressure anymore. It's what a life he gets to live now.
Absolutely. Did you see he forgot his media badge? Who am I? What do you mean? I'm Nick Saban. It's almost like Nicky in Easy Money. Who am I? Who are you? It's all right. He's with me. He goes, who are you? He goes, it's all right. He's with me. Who are you? He goes, who am I? I put the bathrooms in this joint. That's who I am. Love it.
Who is this, Joe? So Hunter Green on to pitch for the National League in the bottom of the fifth. Riley Green from the Tigers flies out to center. So Green against Green there. Didn't go well for us. And I think, are we getting our first Seager at bat here, Joe? When is Seager going to get up? Did he come in that full line change for the American League? They basically changed everybody on the field. I think this is him up now, Joe. I think we have Seager here. Can we hit one out here, Corey?
Come on,
Corey. This is Seager, Joe. Let's go. He's taking some big cuts. Come on, Seager. Let's go, baby.
Come on.
Let's go. Make up for Harper not getting it done. Hard to complain. I got Ohtani already.
Now, here we go. Guy crying with 8 loaves under each arm.
What are you talking about?
Crying.
That ain't right,
You're
Joe.
Crying.
That ain't right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe, a few things have happened since we left. First of all, Seager got up as we were going to break. Joe, he mashed one. I mean, he completely destroyed it. The problem is he hit it to that 410 little corner there in right center field and the deepest part of the park. So then Santander got a hit, and then Jarren Duran from the Red Sox hit a monster bomb as well. So 5-3. American League, 5-3 as we go to the sixth. All right, Joe, now what do we need? National League to make it 5-5. Let's go.
Yeah, could De La Cruz hit something?
That's fine. Whatever you want to do. So let's see where they're at, Joe. So they get over the 7, 7.5 for the, you know, the pregame. They're up to 10.5 live with 8 on the board. What's your biggest number, 13.5?
Yeah. But, I mean, I have 12.5 is my wheelhouse right now.
Now, I have, for the American League, I have 5.5 and 7.5. So, one more for me to get a little something and three more for me to get a lot of something. And the NL, I have 6.5, so not looking great there, unless they want to come through with the two runs here.
Okay.
Let's go, Joe. There's still the sixth inning. Let's open this game up.
Now let's go. Let's
How about
crack it
what,
open.
Maybe
if
let's,
you bet
get
the
like,
7.5, you lost. Remember the Warner Wolf days?
Oh, that's right. That's a loser. The 70% of the tickets on the under, into the garbage they go.
That's it.
See ya. It was an over year, Joe. Up, up, up and away.
Yep, let's get it.
All right, we want them to bounce right back here, Joe. Get these two runs right back. Come on. Now I'm excited, Joe. I feel like we got a little chance now here with
this.
What
do we need? We to 5-5, we got a shot at the 12.5. Actually, is there a way to bet extras here?
Maybe before the game. I highly doubt you can now. Innings. How about that? Innings. Nah, I don't see anything here, Joe. That was probably pregame. I don't think you could do that now live.
What about the
live specials? Live specials?
Any player to hit a grand slam in the seventh inning?
No. All right. 70-1. What is it? 70-1?
Yeah.
No, come on, Joe. We got enough problems here. If anybody hits a grand slam, we're gonna be in good shape either way with the runs. So let's just worry about that. Now listen, you're not gonna. Let's do this quickly because you're actually not gonna be with me tomorrow.
Correct.
And I'm solo with Matias. Me and Matias. I'm solo Matias.
Right.
We're not doing the show Thursday night because they got a special on TV that's going to also be on radio.
And then I'm doing
and
solo
then you're
with
solo
Matias
Friday.
On Friday.
Correct. So this is actually, I didn't realize that, Joe. This is our last time together this week. that means, which is unfortunate. Right. That means you need to tell me who you like. Now, I'm obviously with Joe out tomorrow night. I'm going to be, you talk about pillar to post with the Open Championship. You're going to get plenty of it. But, Joe, at least give me somebody for the Open, for the British Open here. Give me, who's the deep shots? Come on.
You're not going to bash me when I tell you.
I'm not going to bash you because I'm used to who you're in your level of who you're going
right.
with. So
that's not right by you. That's totally not right by you.
Okay.
But I don't think you're going to get. I don't think you're going to get these guys. You ready?
Okay. Go ahead.
First guy is Russell Don Henley.
Oh, okay. Russell Henley.
Right. 120-1. He's been
some of these guys have cratered, Joe. It's amazing the prices on some of these guys.
Okay, Dean, don't call me Braxton Burmeister.
Oh, the Dean? I was thinking about doing a first-round leader with the Dean.
Whoa, 170-1. And then you're not going to like this guy, but I think the value is way too much. He hasn't been playing well. Willie Z at 220-1.
Listen, you know that I can't go into a major and not have something on Willie Z. So it's not going to be one of my main plays, Joe, but could there be like a $5 or $10 flyer on Willie Z? Yeah, there could be.
And then you ready for this?
Uh-oh. What about Mateo?
Now, I was thinking about Griot or Guido Migliozzi, whatever.
Oh, Guido Migliozzi. Want to get in with him?
I'm going to go with the old cat. I haven't gone to this guy yet, but I feel like now's the time. You ready?
Yeah.
Gary Woodland.
600-1. First round leader or to win the whole thing?
I mean, I want to take him to win the whole thing. What does $100 pay? $100 pays 60 G's.
You can't put $100 on it. You can't. Hey, I won't allow it, Joe. I'm sorry.
Does he have a shot?
He cannot do that.
Does he have a shot?
No, you can't put. I won't allow you to put $100 on it. I can.
Gary, don't call me Johnny Woodland. What about this Sammy Valakami or whatever?
Sammy Valamaki?
Yeah.
Pride of Finland?
Yes.
600-1?
Yep.
All right, get involved. Get involved, Joe. Ernie Els? Carver and Lisi, we're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. I tell you, Joe, that was tough, man. Like, we had Seager hit one to the 410 sign out in right center, and Seager's now already out of the game. They put Witt in for him already. So Seager got one at bat, and he goes home. And then Harper, they get Harper a third at bat here to start the sixth. Joe, he hit it to left center. I mean, the guy's back was against the wall. I mean, another foot and a half, and it's gone. Oh, just unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. Can we get...
Right. Can somebody here hit a two-run bomb and make this 5-5?
Can we get De La Cruz? Can we get De La Cruz? Is he even playing?
He hasn't come in yet, but the National League hasn't... I haven't really taken a lot of guys out yet. They're just starting to now here. Oh, look at that. Freeman stepped on Naylor's foot. That's no good. He's not on the bag there. Now, he kind of technically pushed his foot onto the bag. How does that work, Joe? They got how about this? A challenge in the All-Star game.
All right. I guess. I mean, there's no other excitement.
Technically, you know? I think Freeman pushed his foot back onto the bag. as he was stepping on it. Let me tell you, that nailer, Joe, if he's going to be in, he might be a guy here in these last three innings. What's his number? Can we get Naylor in?
Yeah, all right.
What's his number?
Naylor? I think he was 7 or 8. Hang on.
Let's find out. Reserves to hit a homer. What do they call him here? Call them out, Joe. Double play. Yeah, that's unfortunate. So, they go to the bottom of the sixth. All right, I guess somebody's got to score more runs here. We need somebody to extend. Extend. Eight's not enough. I know.
You want to take the Irish Bear to win MVP? Pete Alonso?
No. Unless somebody steps up, it's going to be this guy Duran for hitting that homer. Mm. All right, Naylor 7-1, Joe.
All right, that's what I told you he was.
I'll play.
You're going to play him? I got Dela Cruz. I got Dela Cruz.
All right, I'm going to play Naylor just for these last three innings. All my guys are out of the game. Now I need one guy in the game.
All right.
Give me one guy over the last few innings here. Your boy Josh. Josh Naylor. All right, I'm in, Joe.
All right, let's do it. Let's see what happens. Let's get it, Carver. All right. Let's get it. You get it done.
That's it. So for tomorrow, Joe, really, I'm not going to have much else going on.
You're just going to be talking the golf. It's open championship.
I mean, we'll do a lot of golf getting ready for the Open Championship.
Friday, I'm telling you this right now, we're going to be covering baseball and we're going to be covering college football. Telling you that right now. Might even start breaking down some win totals. This is it. Telling you that right now. Disco Friday, and Matias might have to break down a couple of his. There's always an event in the MMA, right? There's always
They're fighting this week. They got like Amanda Lemos.
This is like a jabroni tournament.
Fighting, it looks like jabroni. This is not a good card.
This is like Bellator.
Not a good card. Cody Durden against Bruno Silva on Saturday night. Brad Tavares fighting Park. Yeah, this is not a strong card. I hope they're giving this one away for free because that's not a good card.
Yeah,
why would have on Saturday night?
Yeah, not.
I mean, I'm trying to see if I have anything tomorrow. I mean, I got Caitlin Clark in the Fever on Wednesday night. That's not going to do
sure,
it for me,
I'm
Joe.
Sure your guy Stewart will come by.
You know what we do got? There's like a full slate of MLS.
MLS? I mean,
that'll be a big... How about a put it with the Guff Wednesday with the MLS?
Oh, my God. Yeah? All right,
Joe. Great job as always. Great job by Matias Burbell. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. See you tomorrow on the grid.